It did not take him long to notice the work of the Nestarim. He befriended a number of the hidden tzaddikim, and they informed him of their important activities on behalf of the Jewish people. With his greater sensitivity, Baruch was able to single out these tzaddikim wherever he went, despite their outward disguises. As Baruch watched the Nestarim perform their wonderful work, something bothered him tremendously. He resolved to correct it should he one day have the opportunity. Whenever an important Rav, Rosh Yeshiva, or Magid arrived in any city, Baruch noticed that its residents would rush to invite them into their homes. Each person wanted the great honor of hosting a Talmud Chacham. On the other hand, no one showed any interest in hosting any of the hidden tzaddikim. They were dressed like ordinary travelers, sometimes like wandering beggars. And even though they were learned in all areas of the Torah, nobody paid them attention at all. Baruch recognized the true identities of these special tzaddikim. He was terribly upset to see the disrespectful way they were treated and hoped that when he would soon marry, his home would serve as a permanent guest house for the many Nestarim passing through the area. For that reason, when Avram the farmer from Liuzhne offered his daughter Rivka to Baruch as a wife, Baruch's first condition was that their home must remain open to the Nestarim. Baruch informed Avraham of the activities of the hidden tzaddikim. It was quite possible that Avraham was familiar with the Nestarim. He may well have been a Nestor himself without Baruch's knowledge. Nevertheless, Avraham listened carefully without commenting as Baruch spoke. Baruch made two further conditions. Baruch refused to accept any money as a dowry from Rib Avraham, even though it was the minhag in those days for the Kala's family to give money and gifts to the young couple. In addition, he would continue to support himself and his family by working as he had done until now, without receiving help from anyone. When Baruch finished speaking, Reb Avram asked for a few minutes to carefully consider the three conditions.